It's 11:30 a.m. local time. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. A girl aged 13 has died after going missing in a river here in the UK, bringing the total number of water-related deaths during the heatwave up to 17. Drunk and abusive air passengers face being permanently banned under a new blacklist which is being created. More tube strikes this week in London as the latest talks fail. The supermarket Lidl will open a pub in Northern Ireland next month. Ex-First Minister of Scotland continues to deny all knowledge of her former husband's crimes. In a BBC interview, meanwhile, there's a call for Holyrood, that's the Scottish Parliament, and Westminster to hold a joint inquiry into the crimes of Peter Murrell. The government gets ready for more revelations as papers are released related to the appointment of Peter Mandelson, putting Sir Keir Starmer back in the spotlight, asking what he knew at the time of appointing Peter Mandelson and his relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. The UK government has announced that a ban on social media for children, similar to the one issued in Australia, will be coming very soon. Another chunk of the railway network is nationalised as the government pledges to deal with a crackdown on anti-social behaviour, as it once again seeks to create a government-owned national rail network. Five police officers have been banned from royal residences over inappropriate comments at Kensington Palace. And it came to light that Buckingham Palace was handed emails concerning Prince Andrew sharing confidential information 6 years ago. And Glasgow and Edinburgh airports are both experiencing fuel supply issues, causing some flights to be rerouted. Meanwhile, flights from London to Dubai and to Paris were stopping for fuel in Manchester. And the 80s pop group Duran Duran announced 2026 tour dates. The weather, wet but warm. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Enjoy your day.